This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it, and I find myself staying up late to catch all the action. I can't be dragging the next morning. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or when my favorite team is playing late. With over 15 flavors to choose from, like watermelon, tropical burst, blue raspberry, peach mango, and more, there's a flavor for everyone. On their website, you have the option to build your own 12-pack or 24-pack and have it delivered right to your door. And if you're out and about, you can always pick up a 5-hour energy shot at your local grocery or convenience store. They're everywhere. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before the next tip-off.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Such a captivating moment in sports March Madness where you could literally give two S's for the majority of the basketball season. And then this time of year comes around and you are just locked.
Changes
in.
Your life.
Last 3 days and including today, all that matters is March Madness.
Yeah. People plan to like get vasectomies this time of year just to not go to work.
Oh, I remember
Thursday and Friday. Like,
hell yeah.
It's that deep.
I don't know what the clinic is named, but there's one down in Eugene that had amazing radio spots back when I was in college, and it was like an announcer guy's like, "Guys, now's the time for you to step into the game. March Madness Snip City Special. Come get 2-for-1 or something like that." Like, that's the way great. That the dude was hyping it up too. Like,
that's pretty.
It was, dude. It is.
Bring your buddy in. You both get 25% off.
Dude,
hey,
yeah.
Hey, bud. What are you doing this week, man? You thinking about getting a vasectomy? You
Let's
know,
get a snip
just snip. To watch the first couple days of March Madness. You in?
I will say though that. I don't know if this is just a personal feeling or if this is like how it was. March Madness a bigger deal like 15 years ago? Because I feel like, and I haven't talked to my son, but when I was in middle school, the Thursday and Friday of March Madness, it was like a thing at school where even the teachers would have the games up on their screen or on a TV in the classroom. In the gym, there would be a projector going all day that was airing games. So like if you wanted to just stop, like
it's
it
awesome.
Didn't really seem like anybody was getting anything done, even when it came to the schools and the school system. And it was like, oh no, we like the teacher, like we know what this is. This is like we're doing brackets in the classroom with the teachers. And like my son, he just turned 12. He knows of March Madness, but the idea of like filling out a bracket and paying attention to college basketball, and this could be just be a college basketball thing in general, is like, I loved watching college basketball at his age. I loved watching the tournament. And to him, it is such like an afterthought. So again, I don't know if this was more so a society at large, and our love of college basketball has, you know, waned a little bit, and that less people care about it than before. Because yeah, it's just the kind of the feeling or things that I've been seeing in my own direct personal life where it's like, I love it. I mean, I didn't even do a bracket this year.
Then that's what I was about to say. Like, we've gotten to a point to where we don't do brackets and it's like, oh damn, we didn't even do a bracket. Like it's one of those things. It's not as important anymore. I mean, and we know why, and we want to make this a whole college basketball segment about why it sucks now, nobody's watching, but, you know, it's hard to get behind kids that you don't know and teams that, you know, you don't know anything about. And so I think at this point they've kind of, it's been so overhyped and, you know, it's so overpublicized and so overly promoted at this point to where it's like, I don't really care. Wendy's does the thing now to where they're the college basketball, like fast food, you know, all of a sudden.
My observation from commercials and stuff on our other random note is, have you ever seen anyone drink a Coke Zero before? Because, man, college sports.
Everybody drinks Coke
Everyone drinks Coke Zero. I was like, I have never seen anybody
Coke.
Ask at a restaurant, do you have Coke Zero by chance?
I'm that guy now, guys, unfortunately.
Like, so do you go Zero instead of Diet?
I just go Zero. Like, man, if you have
tastes
it,
a little
awesome.
Better.
Yeah, if you have it, awesome. But no, you're right. Like, it's a bunch of products that college students are definitely not drinking. They might drink the, now if it was a Gatorade Zero commercial, I'd be like, okay, like I could see kids
Pedialyte.
You know, drinking that, like, yeah.
No college students are drinking diet soda to begin with or
at
anything
all.
Like that either.
At all. So it's they're marketing to us, to older people, because we're who care about the bracket. And or if you're a college student or if you're a gambler, that's really who cares about the brackets. It's cool when like a school does them and stuff like that, like the staff or a teacher will give their kids brackets to fill out and everything. Like, that's cool. You can make it cool. I was lucky enough to have college basketball or March Madness be a part of our high school experience. Like, no one cared. Get back to class, you know, at that point. And I was in high school, college basketball was like college basketball. There were names and stars and Dunleavy and the Duke teams with Shane Battier and all those guys. Like, those were my high school,
exactly,
you know, experiences as far as March Madness. But it wasn't until we got older and filling out brackets became like a thing. And I want to say that was.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing.
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
March Madness is here, and if you want to enhance the experience, join me, Gary Parrish, and my colleague Matt Norlander on the Ion College Basketball Podcast, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. We have new episodes at least 3 times a week and at the end of every night of the NCAA tournament. So before you go to bed, hang with us or know we'll be there when you awake. We'll break down games, make picks against the spread. Most of all, we'll have a blast. So join us on the Ion College Basketball Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcast.
What, probably like mid 2000s, to where it was like, okay, now like filling out the bracket for everybody is like it's like this pop culture phenomenon now that we all kind of have to do once a year.
I just want to know, like, what's if there is any studies done with the Gen Zers, the millennial crowd, like
the young kids.
You know, again, is college basketball, is March Madness a thing to them? Do they give care about it at all? Is it as relevant to them as it at least was to me in my childhood,
you know,
and growing up in my teenage years?
I'm gonna answer that and say not for everybody. So I have a beautiful stepdaughter who is a sophomore at U of O right now. So U of O, obviously huge football school, basketball team in the tournament, 5 seed, you know what I mean? So
they play today, they right play here on 1080 The Fan, your home of the Oregon Ducks.
So there you go. But I asked her about it and she was like, eh. Mind you, she's a hooper. She plays basketball in high school. She even plays for like intramurals. She played in the championship game for intramurals at Oregon. So she likes basketball, but it just has friends that play on the team. Who cares? Like, it's one of those things. Like, this generation too, like, they, if it's not, they can't see it in 10 seconds, in 3 minutes, they don't care. Moving on.
It's not quite
moving
TikTok
on. Yet. So they don't really, you know, stick around long enough to watch a development. Unless your school is great. And Oregon was great at football, basketball. She was like, don't really.
understand.
Doesn't move me as much. If it's between going to this party and going to this game, going to this party back at home here in Portland, going to this game, I'm probably going to go back home.
It's not the TikTok generation friendly kind of content, unfortunately. But I will say, like, when we were kids, I still remember, God, I was like 13, 14. It was a stupid decision to schedule like a school concert for choir and band on the Thursday for March Madness. So, like, they started it on the 20th that year. Like, why did we do this? And I'll never forget us sitting ready to go to the concert, like, with all of our TVs on. Everybody was watching those games. I do feel like people cared at that point. But it was more because maybe it was a local angle, and that included, like, a team of guys, like, for the Oregon Ducks, the Lukes, Luke Ridenour, Luke Jackson, that you could kind of care about.
Fred Jones.
Fred Jones, exactly. There were these group of, like, Chris Christopherson. They were around for 4 years. You could get behind a team. You could build that fandom, kind of like you're talking about with Oregon being a football school. At one point, here locally, they filled up the pit. Like, it was hard to get a ticket to an Oregon basketball game, and I think you were able to, with those local fan bases, kind of take that interest into the tournament. And I'll never forget as a kid on a camping trip watching Oregon make the Elite Eight, you know, facing off against Duke and losing eventually, I think in 03 or 04 was what it was. But still, those memories, like, took me into being an adult as a college basketball fan. I guess the interest for the tournament is still there, but maybe all of our interest in the regular season has waned. Yeah. So, because as a kid, I watched a lot more regular season college basketball than I have now.
For sure. Duke, North Carolina came on. I have to watch this game. Like, this is going to be, that was Yankees, Red Sox. Like, there's no way, even, I don't watch baseball like that. But if Yankees, Red Sox is on, I'm going to watch this game. Like, I have to. Like, so, it's one of those things. Now, I just don't feel that way about college. And I think it's kind of my stepson. He's a freshman, a phenomenal athlete, football, basketball, whatever. Like, he's awesome. This college is probably going to be free for him, you know, at some point. I asked him, did you do it? You do a bracket? Nah. Why didn't you do a bracket?
They don't compete. Like, they're not. I like putting $20 on a bracket, and that would be the reason why I get interested in it.
Oh, he's a gambler. He's not supposed to, but I'm like, how are you placing bets? He was like, oh, my parlay didn't hit. I said, what are you talking about? You're 15. What are you talking about? Your parlay didn't hit.
Nothing.
Yeah. Normally 15-year-olds can't get a group together and, you know, get into like a bracket pool for $20. Like, so, like, I could understand why they're not filling it out. Like, there's some juice for us when we do it. But and if I got nothing attached to it, I probably wouldn't fill one out.
Well, I mean, again, this is where I like, and again, this is just me speaking personally on myself, is when I was in high school, I was doing 3-4 brackets.
Yeah.
A tournament, no scratch on them, just to do it for fun, just so you could see how your bracket did and talk about it with your friends. Nerd. And what? Excuse me?
Huh? What?
Hey. About what? I love sports.
I mean, you're also here hosting a sports talk show, Joe, so it makes
sense. Yeah, it makes sense. It's that, you know, I could see that happening. See,
like,
know.
My sister, she probably ain't filling any brackets out, you know, but us, we care.
The dealer at our blackjack table on Friday, she had no idea what March Madness was.
Oh, God.
She was, you know, a middle-aged lady, probably late 40s, early 50s, somewhere around there. But we were talking to her, and she was from Chicago, so she was a Bulls fan. She's a, I don't know if she said if she was a Chiefs fan or is, whatever, but that she had no idea what March Madness was at all, like that the event even existed. So I had to explain it to her. I was like, and I think this was her first year as a dealer at ALNA during March Madness. So she was just totally confused why it was so busy on this random day in March. And we had to tell her, like, this is, expect this going forward if you're here at ALNA in the future, because this is March Madness. This is what it looks like. It was popping.
There were some oblivious people at the tables, too, on Thursday. It seemed like there were a lot of older people that just kind of showed up to do their
normal. What the hell is going on?
And they just looked a little overwhelmed.
Pissed off that all these young people are here. Like, well, this is.
No, they were pissed off because they were losing, too.
Oh, that can definitely help.
I watched a lot of people walk away from the table.
I don't want to lose with a bunch of young kids around, either.
That's true.